Hey, what's going on, guys? Fitz Jafran here from BaskInYourGlory.com. Guys, LiAngelo Ball and what to make of him announcing that he's going to be playing for the Los Angeles Ballers in the JBA. Yay! Wait a minute. Wait. What? What? And then on top of that, they announced it like it was a LeBron decision. Man. Few things here, guys. LiAngelo Ball is the brother to Lonzo Ball, who plays for the Los Angeles Lakers, of the Big Baller brand, Big BBB. LiAngelo Ball went undrafted a few weeks ago in the NBA draft, and you would have thought, okay, the next step is he didn't get drafted, so what? He'll probably definitely get picked up in the summer league. He'll get picked up in the summer league. He'll showcase what he got. That didn't happen either. So we were all in limbo waiting for the next move because honestly, it's exciting to watch LeVar Ball and his sons. I'm watching Lonzo, LaMelo, and LiAngelo. It's exciting to watch them build their brand. It's exciting what they represent and what they're trying to do. So we're all waiting to see what's the next move and how they're going to maneuver this because LeVar Ball has been, he's said some pretty crazy things, but he's always been able to back it up. So this is why we're kind of clinging on and waiting to see what the next move is. And next move was the JVA. I don't know if that's a good or a bad move. Is I mean, at this point, you have to really ask yourself: is the moves that were made up to this point, are they helping or hurting LiAngelo? LiAngelo, similar to his brothers, he played for Chino Hills High School in California. He averaged 33 points a senior year. He ended up going to UCLA to play basketball, but then that stint was short because he got caught shoplifting in the Louis Vuitton store. I mean, got caught stealing some sunglasses. I don't know why, because the kid seems like him and his family are doing pretty well. So I don't see a reason for you to steal, but kids are going to be kids. Things happen. We've all done things we regret. So we live, we learn, we move on. So then after that move, LeVar Ball, thought, you know what? I guess at this point, it's probably best to withdraw my son. Instead of having him go to another school, he withdrew LiAngelo from UCLA and had him actually join a Lithuanian basketball league. I won't even attempt to pronounce the name of the team they played for. He went over there. He looked all right. He did his thing, but then people also question the competition he was going up against. He had a few games where he went off for, 30 plus. But then those games, it kind of looks like they're just force feeding him the ball to kind of say, hey, look at him. He can play ball. So that's what it felt like at times. But you can tell he still has game. And that's what I'm kind of confused, I guess. Because when you look at LiAngelo Ball play basketball from high school to even when he played in overseas, he has a pretty decent game. You can see where he can flourish and become a decent NBA player. So he played over there, ended up averaging 12 points a game and 2 rebounds. But we all know, like we said, we all know what Lithuanian was about. That was just his move so that he can eventually declare for the 2018 NBA draft, which he eventually did. NBA draft night came, and it went. We even saw Foot Locker commercials. Was I the only one shocked when I saw the Foot Locker commercial with LiAngelo Ball on it during the draft and before the draft? Like, jeez, how long is your reach, LeVar? How long is your reach? I'm not even mad at the marketing at all because LiAngelo was up there like he played a year of college ball. And he did not, which is pretty cool. But draft night came and went. He didn't get drafted. He didn't get picked up on a summer league team, and now they announced that he's going to be playing for the JBA. And honestly, this kind of raised other questions in my mind. What to make of him not being drafted? Is the NBA really trying to send a message? We all know the NBA isn't too fond of LeVar Ball and his so quote unquote antics and how he kind of maneuvers and kind of handles himself in the eye of the public and the eye of the media. He's too loud, he's too outspoken, he's too blunt, forward. That thing they don't like. They like you to kind of play the back scenes. That's what they want you to do on a volleyball. There's nothing. He's not that. So at this point, when he didn't get drafted, he didn't get picked up in the summer league, you're thinking, what's the best route for this guy? What's the best route, right? And honestly, in my opinion, the JBA came to mind. But I thought, he's not going to play for the JBA. That's more of a you know, amateur thing. That's more of a, you know, top-ranked college kids and maybe some, you know, I mean, top-ranked high school kids and maybe some college kids that want to go to the league. But I think he was, I thought, in my opinion, I thought he was past that. So I thought the clear route would have been to go play overseas. But no, they announced that he's going to be playing for the JBA, which is surprising. A little background on the JBA, of course, it was started by his father a few months ago. JBA players, their salaries, they pretty much get paid about $3,000 a month. It was ironic, and which is why I'm questioning, is the NBA challenging LeVar Ball? And are they making a stand, and they want, as far as protecting the name of their game, the brand, the NBA brand? Because shortly after LeVar Ball announced that he was starting a Junior Basketball Association League, the NBA announced that they would be raising the G League salaries from $19,000 to $26,000 a month to $35,000 a month. Like, you were pretty much making a living from the 19 to 26, but you're definitely making a living off of $35,000 a month. And so the NBA is making it clear to players, like, hey, this isn't the best stop. This is the only stop for you, for college kids not going to college, or for high school kids not going to college. Oh, you still have to wait that year. And you say, for college kids that didn't get drafted or not going straight to the NBA. This is the stop. This is where you want to be. Nothing else is like the NBA affiliate, the G League. And, of course, it's the best route for you to get to the NBA. So, and with that, it's like, how do you deny that? How do you say, you know what, I don't want this $35,000 a month. And it's, you know, this guaranteed to be looked at NBA coaches and NBA organizations because I'm playing for the affiliate G League. And I could possibly be called up anytime, and they pay me a lot more money. And let's be real, playing for the G League and the NBA just sounds a lot cooler. But there is that factor, that it thing that LeVar Ball and BBB brand has over there that I feel a lot of these young kids will gravitate towards and will probably roll the dice on them. I really feel like it's going to happen. It's just going to take a matter of a few top-name kids committing to the JBA for them to make a name over there. So we'll see what happens, because I feel like at this point the NBA is whether they want to admit it or not, the NBA is screaming, they're making moves that are screaming, hey, we're the top dog, we don't want anybody else to step on our toes, we don't want anybody else to kind of come in and steal our thunder. But hey, we'll see. I could just be speculating. I was a little worked up about this, so I had to let you guys know how I felt. Fitz Jafran here from BaskInYourGlory.com. Check us out. You guys have a wonderful day, right? Bye-bye.